Gadsden's Wharf in Charleston, South Carolina, has a traumatic history. Charleston was a major port city during the transatlantic slave trade, and Gadsden's Wharf, named after the 18th century politician and slave owner Christopher Gadsden, was particularly infamous. Between 1783 and 1808, an estimated 100,000 enslaved people from Africa arrived here in chains. Thousands of miles from home, they were held for months in brutal conditions, separated from loved ones who they often never saw again, and sold into lives of servitude and extreme cruelty. Centuries of denial followed. Finally, in June 2023, the International African American Museum, IAAM, opened at this site. Its aim is to honor the experiences of the enslaved and their descendants, telling the untold stories of the African American journey at one of the country's most prolific slave trading ports, where some historians estimate more than 45% of enslaved Africans entered the U.S. The museum has 9 galleries. They explore the cultures and knowledge systems retained and adapted by Africans in the Americas, and the diverse experiences and achievements of these individuals and their descendants. Exhibits include hundreds of artifacts related to the transatlantic slave trade, as well as films, images, and other media representing the African-American experience in a critical way. The museum also has the Center for Family History, a genealogy and ancestry resource center that helps African-Americans trace their ancestry, and the African Ancestors Memorial Garden, a place of reflection and contemplation that has a fountain, botanic gardens, artistic installations for performances, and more.